From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are a Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Rink Podcast. Going to be talking the 2018 NHL Draft this Friday, Dallas, Texas. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. You heard last week's episode with Ranger Proud and myself going through a lot of the prospects. I thought it was a very informative episode. Got a lot of thoughts from RP, got a lot of thoughts from myself. Before we get into all that, real quick, because I want to say some things about the website. All the episodes, the archive stuff is already up there for this week as well as beyond yesterday. So you could definitely go check that out of all the episodes, whether you're into the baseball, to the NBA, the boxing, all that stuff. We had the boxing last week. We got the baseball stuff with the Yankees and rest of Major League Baseball. And then, of course, all the stuff with the football and the basketball team. We've got the NBA draft on the Wednesday show on Knickerbocker Avenue's Fan Forums podcast on Wednesdays. And we got the Giants episode this week talking to linebackers on Thursday on the Frontline Radio. So talking Rangers hockey, a lot of things I want to – I got a couple of questions. I should have addressed those last week. I'm going to try to see if I can get to them. If I'm not, I'll answer themselves within my own head, and I'll put it out there for the masses. So let's talk some Rangers hockey. We got the Rangers. We got a gang of picks. We're going to talk with Ranger Proud. Ranger Proud on Facebook, Twitter, and also Ranger.Proud on Instagram. I think this is RP. Ranger Proud, what's going on? How you doing? This is RP.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Sound loud and clear. Studio clear, RP. Sound studio clear, man.
Studio clear. You like that, huh?
How you doing, man? How's everything?
Really good. Good. Keeping busy. Getting ready to see if the Blue Shirts are going to make any moves pre-draft. It's an interesting time waiting to see what's going on.
Right. I have some questions for you, sir. Stay right there. We got stakeholders to discuss Rangers hockey, NHL draft. I believe this is Jordan. If I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this Jordan?
Yes.
Jordan, what's going
That's
on?
Right.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Time for the draft. All right, Jordan, stand by. And I'm not exactly sure who this is. Ending in 5217. Who is this? 5217.
This is Eddie. This is Jordan's friend.
Hey, Eddie, what's going on? How you doing? Talking Rangers hockey. Matter of fact, not even just Rangers, but the NHL draft as a whole. Welcome to the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud. How you doing, Eddie?
Good. Thanks.
Good. Cool. Stay right there. We're going to get to you. We're going to start with Ranger Proud. Stay right there. We're going to get your thoughts on the draft and everything else. So when you're not on, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not on, just mute your lines in the background. So RP... you first, sir. What's your thoughts as far as with this draft? Let's start with our own team. Are the Rangers going to make any moves? I guess that's the number one question. Matter of fact, before I even get into all that, RP, let me ask you this. Why the NHL draft can't be earlier in the midweek? It has to be on a Friday? I think that's a little bit weird in myself, but what's your thoughts on that?
They started with that primetime stuff. They used to do it on Saturday afternoons a long time ago, or Saturday mornings. And then they saw what the NFL was doing, and they decided a Friday night would be fine. Personally, to me, it doesn't matter. Of course, from the entertainment value, I guess they figured they get more of an attendance, a positive attendance or reaction on a Friday night. You know, people coming home from work, or now they're having all these draft parties and so forth. So, you know, it's all about the dollar. It's more or less what it is, but it doesn't really matter which day they have it. The first round's always one night itself, and then the next day they bang out the rest of it.
Right. Okay, we're going to get – let me ask you the question. I guess that's the main one. What is the Rangers going to do? Are they going to stick where they at? Are they going to move some of these picks, or are they going to stick at 9, 26, 28, two picks in the second round, one from the Devils, one from the Bruins in the third round? Are they staying? What's your thoughts on that? And then we get to Jordan and then Eddie.
I tell you, I have no idea what they're doing. There's the last 24 hours, there has been some a lot of rumors about Matt Zuccarello's not going anywhere, and Kevin Hayes seems to be the one that all of a sudden is in large demand. I still think the Rangers are going to attempt to move up. Not that they can't get a solid player, as we discussed last week, and you know, at nine, but they, if they want to move up, they have the pieces to do it. You know, they could move the 26th or the 28th pick. They can trade the ninth pick. They could add a player or two from the current team. They could throw a second round, and they have a lot of flexibility. As we said, just because you have 10 draft picks doesn't mean you're going to make 10 draft selections. So the Rangers do have a lot of flexibility. They have a big piece there with Kevin Hayes. There's been some rumbling about Sean Day coming out of the minors that might get moved. And there is no real reason why they would move one player or another. I would think Gaughan's going to make or include the players that get him the best opportunity to possibly move up. I still think they're going to want to move up to the top four or top five position. Well, we should say from second through five, because Buffalo is not going to trade their pick whatsoever. So, you know, it depends what deal he can work out, if he can work out a deal. This also might be something, Steve, that comes right down before the draft starts, that something gets made. You don't know. There's been some trades today, some interesting deals out of Ottawa. You just don't know. I just have a hunch, or maybe it's a prayer, I don't know, that they try to move up. If they were ever going to do it, this would be the draft to do so.
All right. Let's get Jordan's thoughts. Jordan, what's your thoughts? Do you think the Rangers are going to make any deals? Do you think they're going to trade up, trade back in this draft, or are they going to stay where they are currently in this NHL draft on Friday?
Well, I hope that the Rangers do trade up their pick. A lot of people are saying though that the Rangers should go and trade their pick with the Carolina Hurricanes, because they own the second pick right now, and a lot of Rangers fans want Andrei Shvechnikov, but I don't know what's going to happen because you know that I think that Carolina would possibly want too much in return if they trade that pick with the Rangers, because you know that the Rangers will probably have to give up some prospects and maybe even their current center as well, who a lot of people say that is not really a number one center, you know, is a Zibanejad. So I don't know if the Rangers really want to do that, but you know it would be nice if the Rangers could trade up, but a lot of my friends were asking the same thing too. If the Rangers do trade their draft pick with another team, especially like that, then what else would the Rangers offer? Because first of all, going from the ninth pick to the second pick is a really huge jump, and I don't know if Montreal and or Buffalo would be willing to trade their picks either.
Okay, go finish your thought.
I also wanted to say though that I've been hearing rumors too that Matt Zuccarello is going to get traded. I really hope not. I really don't want to lose Zuc because he's one of the best players that the Rangers have, but I mean who knows, you know, that sadly it could happen.
Okay. All right, cool, Jordan, thank you very much. We're gonna go back around and get to you. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, let's get your thoughts on what's your thoughts on the Rangers right now currently, if you have any thoughts on the Rangers, thoughts on the NHL draft as a whole for Friday's first round.
The NHL draft. Wait, who in the Rangers got drafted?
The Rangers got three picks in the first round as of right now. As of right now, nothing's changed yet. Three in the first round, two in the second, I believe. They got the 39th pick, and they got that pick from the Devils in the grabbing the trade in the second round. And they got two in the third round, and because one of the picks was on the Bruins trade. And then everything else is even keeled, rounds four through six as of right now. But what's your thoughts on the NHL draft as a whole?
Well, I actually agree with Jordan on what she said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. On what part?
I forgot exactly what she said. I heard her saying that it would be sad, something like that.
Uh huh. All right. Cool. Thanks. We'll get back to you. I don't think Buffalo. I don't want to see any logic with Buffalo doing anything in regards to moving out of the number one slot. And it's still mind-boggling to me, RP and Jordan and Eddie, that Carolina got the number two pick. I still don't know how the hell that happened. But now, if there was ever, I'm not really the type of sports fan that dwells in rumors. I really don't pay attention to that stuff because I think a lot of it, 90% of it is just garbage. It's just part of the news cycle. It's just to keep the talks going. I'm the type of fan, I'd rather talk about after the fact, after it happens, and then we could talk who got the best of what and how did the team improve, not improve, such and such, things like that. Now, if there ever was a trade with the Carolina Hurricanes, I don't think that's going to happen. If they're going to trade, now these rumors with Matt Zuccarello or Kevin Hayes and then there's involvement with the Carolina Hurricanes, I mean, a guy like Sebastian Hull has got to be in the mix for the Carolina Hurricanes. You better go after and get a guy like that. A top 10, maybe 15 winger in the NHL. Somebody's going to improve you dramatically, drastically, and such. Do I think the Rangers are going to move up? I don't think so. I think they're fine. I think this is one of those drafts where the Rangers could still build quality talent and they could add to the system with the AHL, with the Hartford Wolfpack. I think this is one of those drafts. It's pretty good. It's got some good players, man. If you did the research, I think there's a lot of guys you could really develop. They may not necessarily make the roster at one point. They might be deep in somewhere in the Hartford and the AHL, but they could be good assets, trade pieces in the future if you have to go that route. I really like what the Rangers have because of all the mortgaging of the people that they traded with Boston, New Jersey, Tampa Bay was one of the first round picks as well. So we talked about all those prospects last week. I don't think my mind has changed. I think I've been consistent with RP on where I think the Rangers should do, whether the game plan is go defenseman at the first pick, or if you don't, maybe you get the score and you can always get the defenseman. Cause I think there's a lot of solid defensemen in this draft. Now Ranger Proud, later in this draft, the later rounds, we'll talk about the Saturday picks. Is there any prospects that we haven't discussed even on last week's episode that we should probably consider, the Rangers may consider in rounds 2, 3, 4, so on and so forth? And anything else that we may look at or we may be overlooking when it comes to the Rangers and maybe their selection, is it going to be – I think it's going to be best player available at least through rounds 1, 4 through 6. I think at that point – the talent kind of most definitely evens out. But RP, is there any prospects that we haven't said that we should be keeping an eye out on for the NHL draft for the Rangers?
Well, I tell you, I really haven't looked at it that deep, mainly because this draft from probably the mid second round down are really going to be kids that you won't hear, haven't heard of, or won't see for a couple of seasons. So I haven't got that far in it. I also think the Rangers might, if they do decide to make a trade, if not to move up, just to make a trade within the draft, I see them using a lot of their picks in the latter of the third round and fourth round to make moves or someone else's second round pick next season or something like that, just to keep the idea of improvement going on and try to get higher round picks. This year's draft, as we have said, the Rangers 26th and 28th pick is more of a high-end round two pick. If you look the way it's broken down, once you get out of that top 12 picks or so, maybe top 10 picks or so, most of those guys aren't going to make the NHL this year, if not next season. So knowing that and seeing at the things that we looked at last week when we discussed it, I haven't gone deep into the draft, so I couldn't really tell you if there's a steal out there. The NHL draft is so hard because it's not like football where you see all these college teams playing where the NFL teams get their picks from. You don't see or hear a lot of these guys other than the NHL draft previews that the NHL puts out or TSN puts out. So I haven't really studied the fourth, you know, third, fourth, and fifth round selections.
What do you think the Rangers should do? Jordan.
Well, I think that the Rangers they probably should stay put then because I don't know if they're going to be able to trade that pick with Carolina. I mean the ninth is not necessarily bad, you know, that plus we knew that the Rangers were not going to really get the top pick three picks anyway, and not only that you know. We knew that they were possibly going to get in the top 10, but their chances of getting the first overall pick or the second overall pick or the third overall pick was very very slim, you know, like when the Rangers won all those other games that really hurt their chances of getting one of those picks. If they had lost more games they would have had a greater chance of getting one of those picks because remember it goes by overall record, so I wanted to say as well that I hope that whoever the Rangers draft in the next three rounds or so will be good, but I really think that the biggest need for the Rangers right now is their defense because seriously they don't have enough good defensemen so far sometimes their defense has been better as of late but I find that last season the Rangers have been horrible more on defense more than ever, and I think Shattenkirk Kirk was supposed to be that guy, but I find he just been a disappointment in my opinion because he's such a liability in defensively in his own zone. He's good offensively for the power play and stuff like that, but he really sucks. He kind of sucks defensively. He's not that good defensively. So that's why a lot of people say that Shattenkirk Shattenkirk, you know, what wasn't really a good signing for the Rangers.
All right, Jordan, stay right there. I want to have Ranger Proud come back and bring out about the defenseman that he still likes in this draft. I let me reiterate because I think I had technical difficulties with the mute button. I was going about Sean Durzi and Kondalik and then Curtis Douglas and Jonathan Bregan from the Finland Junior League. Those are certain guys. If I can land two out of the four of those guys and two out of those four picks between rounds two and four, I'll be cool with that. Ranger Proud, before we go back to Eddie, is there, you know, the defenseman that you like? Would you like to tell Jordan or any other defenseman that we haven't discussed that the Rangers could key on? Or are you still set at the defenseman from your articles and from your opinions on last week? Go to Ranger Proud.
Oh yeah, I'm still high on Evan Bouchard of OHL London Knights. He might go a little bit before. He might be there. If not, as we were talking last time, you got Oliver Wallstrom. I agree with you with saying before we had the difficulty. The Rangers don't need to trade up. If they don't trade up, they're still in good shape. If the draft falls the way everyone's predicting and the way it's looking. So I agree with you. They don't need to make the move. You know, they could make just three first-round picks. You don't know where they're going to go with it, but I'm definitely high on Bouchard.
Can I ask you this, both of you, Jordan and RP and then Eddie? If they trade up, is that a sign that they're kind of in a win mode now, or is it saying that they got the player that they like, or is it a combination of both?
No, Look, you want to get the best player that you can in the draft. With the rebuild, the Rangers are really looking for a guy that they can take, that they draft and put him on the ice this season, along with Elias Andersson and Filip Hedl. It'd be a really great combo for the team. They show a lot of youth, a lot of speed, a lot of energy. That really helps with your build when you mix it in with your veterans. I don't think there's, I don't think that's a win now attitude at all. I don't think if you draft. Look at the Buffalo Sabres. They're going to draft Allen. Doesn't mean that they're in a win-now mood. They're taking the best player that they can get.
Well, they're number one.
For the Rangers, they're trying to get up to take to get the best player that they can get. You know, it's just how it is. It doesn't mean that you're desperate. I think, you're taking advantage of the opportunity you have. When's the last time the Rangers had 10 picks in a draft? 2000, 2001, it was something like that. It was a long time ago. If they can make a move to get someone that you can say – come Saturday morning, this guy, forget going to prospect camp and Traverse City and all that, this guy's probably going to be in the opening day lineup. I think that's what you have to do.
I guess, who's that game-changing player that they got to go up and get? I mean, Jordan had iterated that some of the players that they could get who is that game-changing type of player in your eyes, Jordan and Ranger Proud? And then we'll go to Eddie. You can't pass it. I mean, we talked about Brady Tkachuk last week. I think Philip Zadina is a monster, but is it really worth giving up everything to go for those guys? Or is there anybody you guys would say is must have if you're going to trade them? Who would that player be? RP and Jordan.
I mean, I like Andre Shevchenko.
Mm-hmm.
He played in the OHL last year with the Barry Colts. 44 games, 40 goals, 32 assists. 72 points and 67 penalty minutes. So the guy can score and he can be aggressive. That's what you're looking for. That's the kind of player that you if you're going to make a move up, he might be someone that they're really considering. Definitely can make the team coming into the season. Is a playmaker, is a hitter, could score some goals. That's what you're looking for. I know where you're going at, Steve. You don't want the Rangers to trade up and then wind up with a player that they might have gotten where they're staying, but I think the top four are going to go to the top four.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, they'll drop one or two. I don't see the Rangers giving the house up to get Brady Tkachuk at five. That's just my opinion. What do you give up to go four spots is the question. You're at nine if you go to five. First off, will Tkachuk be there at five? Maybe
right.
Some say yes, some say no. So, if I can't really pronounce the name, the Ranger player that I'm talking about probably won't be there after two or maybe three. So then if you really want that player, that's why you're trading up. Can't just trade up just for the sake of trading up and then a guy you want down at seven or eight. That's wasting a draft again. So
right.
You have to. The Rangers need to have that one guy. If they're going to move up, they have to have one particular player in mind that they want. And number two, they got to make sure he's going to be there. So it's give and take. There's a lot of risk involved.
What about a situation? We're going to go to Eddie after this. What about a situation, RP and Jordan, that a team could leapfrog the Rangers at nine? Like a team could jump in between four and eight and push the Rangers back.
How
do they play that?
So,
go ahead, Jordan.
Steve, I was going to say, and going back to what the Ranger Proud was saying, like I agree with him. You can't if you're going to trade up, you can't just trade up for the sake of trading up. You need to trade up with caution, and also know if that player that you want necessarily is going to be available. For example, I want the Rangers to trade up so that they can get that player that he was talking about, Andrei Shvechnikov or whatever his name is. Can't pronounce his name, but I've heard that he's a top prospect in the draft, and that he'd be good at scoring goals, and he's also a defenseman as well. That's a good offensive defenseman as well, apparently. So that's the kind of player I find that the Rangers need. The only other player that I would think that the Rangers should get, but I think it's going to be too costly for them to get is Justin Falk, and Justin Falk is also another guy who is also an offensive defenseman as well that is not only good on the power play but is also good defensively as well. Either him or Jacob Trouba from the Winnipeg Jets, but I think that they could get either of them, but I just think that it might be too costly for the Rangers to get either of them. Why? Because they're not free agents yet. They would have to trade for them in order to get them.
All right. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, what's your thoughts? Anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you'd like to say about this NHL draft?
Well, I agree with Jordan on what she said, on everything she said.
Okay, what part?
Everything, especially the part that she just that especially the last parts that she mentioned.
All right, cool. Thanks, Eddie. I don't really dive into the trade rumors and stuff. I understand that Max Zuccarello possibly being traded, and whatever team wants him, I would assume a veteran team that's ready to win. He's, you know, he's like 29. He's up there in age, whatever. But Kevin Hayes is a little interesting, and I don't really follow the Rumorville stuff. So Kevin Hayes has been on. Why has Kevin Hayes' name come up as a possible trade piece? I mean, not to say that no player is not tradable. I guess that's part of the reason we said last week. And there's no player is untouchable on this roster. But why Kevin Hayes? Is there a center that's going to replace him in this draft that they don't fit David Quinn's system? Is there something I'm missing? Or why Kevin Hayes all of a sudden?
Well, the problem is the Rangers are deep right now at centers, not great centers.
Right.
But the Rangers
exactly.
are deep at centers. You got Zibanejad, you got Hayes, Heidel, Lea Sanderson, Spooner, Buniyevs, who's in the minors currently, Brett Howden, another guy who's in the minors currently, Nemstikov, who is still the wild card because he didn't have a great end of the season. He didn't seem to put out a lot, didn't put up a lot of points, but he was also just traded from the Lightning, so there was a lot going on with that. If there's any position where the Rangers are strong at, it's at the center because they don't have depth at. It's at the center position. And you have to look at things this way. You have to assume that Heidel and Anderson and Zibanejad are three centers on the team. Without a doubt right now. Okay,
right.
So you put them to the side. You have Hayes, Spooner, Nieves, Nemstinkov, and Brett Howden. Who do you think any other team is going to want out of that group? It's going to be Kevin Hayes.
True.
Coming off a career high in goals last season. He scored 25. So just on that, just based on that premise, is one reason why Hayes his name is getting mentioned. The other thing is, for whatever reason, which I found really, I don't want to say weird, it's just how it happened, all of a sudden, Larry Brooks at a post on Sunday had this huge slapshot article, and within it, he had a whole bunch of different things going on, and one of them was that Zuccarello now is off the trade market, and unless something highly unusual happens, to expect to see him in training camp, whereas 3 weeks ago, they were saying he's probably the next one to go once the playoffs end. So I don't know in that instance what happened. Kind of glad to read about it. Big Zuccarello fan. I think he's the heart of the team. You need him on the team or a player like him on the team. But those two guys flip-flopped. So I think if the Rangers make any move, it's going to involve Kevin Hayes. Kind of weird because you're finally getting to the point where you wanted him to be. And I really like to see him play under Quinn. And it's funny, this time last year, we were talking about Hayes and JT Miller needing to step it up, you know, to take it up two or three more notches. And now there might be a chance that by the time training camp comes this year, both of those players aren't even Rangers anymore. So you never really know. It's an unusual circumstance with the team. But to answer your question, that's why I think Hayes' name is really beginning to come up in all these trade rumors and all. So you're just going to have to wait and see if anything comes of it.
My only other follow-up to that is, if you're going to do that, you better have a number one center in the making. Because like I said, you already said it earlier, Anderson and Hedo, they're young. They're draft picks from last year. It's going to take them time to get acclimated. They're not true number ones right now. And I already said Zibanejad isn't a number one center. So, you know, you haven't. I thought if anything, if there was ever an untouchable part of the roster, and not to say nobody wasn't because I said it consistently, it would be the centers. I was actually content with the centers. I wanted to improve on the wings, and of course, defensemen was probably the number one area you had to improve. So with Kevin Hayes at his age and the way he came around last year with the goals, the excellent play in the neutral zone and between the circles, he did excellent last year. So I would kind of be surprised if they did that unless there was something or a trade that – there's two parts to that. There's a trade that you had to get back that's going to improve another area on the team like defense, or is it going to improve your draft position, or you're going to get a true number one center somewhere around that. And that's the only way that can make sense out of me of a player of his caliber. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree. I don't think Hayes would go in a deal if the Rangers are trying to move up in the draft. I think Hayes would go in a deal if the Rangers can get a strong defenseman. I think giving Hayes up in the trade might be a little too much. It also depends what you're talking about. You know, are you moving up to the second draft pick and putting in Hayes? Then you may. If you're only moving up, you know, two or three spots in the draft, then you don't. So it also depends on what value you're getting back at the end of the deal. So, you know, I can understand both sides of it, but I would think that if the Rangers are going to make any moves, it'll definitely be out of one of the centers. Well, like they were saying in that article, you know that the problem if you hold on to Hayes is where do you put either Heidel or Anderson? It means one of them are your fourth line center, which is kind of not what you want from your first round draft pick last year. So the Rangers are kind of in a spot where if they don't trade Hayes, either Heidel or Anderson aren't going to be seeing a lot of ice time. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a weird, you know, Quinn and the organization has to really look at who do they want down the middle. You know, but the flip side to that, Steve, I got to tell you, is Hayes might have had a better year than Zibanejad last year.
But it's arguably his contract, possible.
So now... does it make sense? Or maybe you keep these four centers, trade off some of the other guys, and see where they can go because they're all relatively young and would fit into the league.
Absolutely.
You know, two experienced centers and then two rookie centers in Heidel and Anderson, and you grow from there. And if you decide to go that route, then maybe you use Bouniers in a trade in a deal and get some value out of them and get that poor kid out of Hartford who really deserves to be in an NHL lineup but can't break the Rangers lineup. So, you know, the Rangers are in, for the first time in many, many years, the Rangers have a lot of leverage. The Rangers have the power on their side. They do have a lot of players that they could move with the draft picks. So they have to be really careful not to waste all the opportunities. But there's a lot of things going on at one time, and it's all going to come to a head on Friday.
All right. Now, RP, you have any questions for Jordan or Eddie? And Jordan, vice versa, when you get back on, you have any questions for RP or Eddie and myself interacting with this dialogue? RP, any questions for Jordan and Eddie from a Rangers perspective or just the draft?
Well, from a Ranger perspective, Jordan, do you think the Rangers were better off keeping Kevin Hayes, who might get along better with Quinn, and maybe moving, I don't want to say a Zibanejad, but if they have to move someone from their lineup, who would it be if you're going to keep Hayes?
Well, I think that you're probably really right that if the Rangers are going to trade up, you know, Kevin Hayes might have to get you know, included in that deal, especially if the Rangers are trade to get the second pick from Carolina. And not only that, RP, I was going to say that, you know, Philip Chytil and Elias Anderson, they're both good, but you're right. If Kevin Hayes stays in the lineup, I don't think that that Chytil or Anderson are going to see much playing time again. You know, Chytil is good, and so is Anderson. But as you noticed last season, they didn't really have much of a chance to play for him. The Rangers, they were called up like once at the beginning of the season, and then were set down back to to Hartford, and then at the end of the season they were called up again because that was a chance to call them up since they could only be called up for no more than 10 games, so that wouldn't burn out their contract if they were called up for longer than that. You know that both Elias Anderson and Philip Chidol, that they're both going to need to see some playing time. They need to be get the experience to play for the Rangers, because that will show, you know, how good of a player they are and what value they are. If they don't get playing time, then there's no way to tell, you know what I mean. And Steve is right. The Rangers do need a number one center. You know, a lot of people say that Zibanejad is the number one center, but I really did not think so. They need a true number one center as well.
Yeah, that's a good question, man. I mean, it's one of those tricky situations, RP and Jordan. RP, you can go back and say something else if you have anything, and then we go back to Eddie. That is something you know, they have nice pieces at center, but you're right, man. They're going to have to get more playing time. So it does make sense as far as who has to play and get the time on the ice between those four guys. It's one of those weird, nice problems to have, but somebody's got to go, but you got to get something back if you got to do it. But they still need a number one center, man. I mean, I'm with Jordan on that. They still definitely do. But that was kind of one of those areas of the team that they were all right. And if they can improve the defense out of getting something from one of those players, I'm cool with all that. RP, anything else like that? And then we go to Eddie, or then we go back to Jordan.
No, I just think that, you know, of course, there's the X factor, because we really don't know what the organization is thinking. But on the flip side to that, the bad thing about keeping Zibanejad, Heidel, Anderson, and if you move Hayes and you bring someone else in, is what happens if these guys go through the rookie blues? What happens if Heidel struggles so much that you want to sit him a little bit so that he can learn at the same time and pick up what's going on from the press box a little bit? But now you can do, because you don't have another center to bring up. So you got to be careful who you trade. You need to have depth. And I'm talking about trading, you know, a lot of the guys here. Hayes would be the most viable guy, but it might also backfire on you. You know, do you want to trade a guy that scored 25 goals last year just because you have a higher abundance of centers? You really have to make sure the return is worth what you're going to give. And that's the tricky part. You wouldn't include Hayes in a trade for a defenseman unless it's a higher-up defenseman.
Right.
So before
right.
Everyone always says it, I don't know if Carlson from Ottawa would meet that criteria. I don't. He's a good defenseman. He's a solid defenseman. But I don't know if that's what the Rangers are looking for. I don't know if he'd be the right fit to give up a Hayes. So you know what I'm saying? You got to really look at five steps ahead of once you make that move, because it could really bite you in the ass really fast, and then you're in trouble.
And then all the defensemen that we already brought up is almost the polar opposite of an Erik Karlsson, man. I mean, he's a guy, he's a playmaker. He's a guy that he sets up everything for them, and he can create his own shot. And we kind of have that. And we've been pretty much saying for the last couple of episodes, we need opposite of that. We need guys who are going to be stay home at the blue line defensemen. So this is a real interesting dynamic that you brought to the table, RP and Jordan. Jordan, anything else you like that? And then we go back to Ed.
Yeah, I want to say, but the only thing is though that the only other problem is that we have another albatross contract on our blue line, and that guy I really think should go. I think that his contract should have been bought out instead of Dan Girardi's. I think Dan Girardi, I mean he's okay as an offenseman. I think Mark Stahl is worse than Girardi. So I think the Rangers should have bought out Stahl's contract instead of Girardi's. Now the other question is, like you said, you know, Erik Karlsson from Ottawa is a solid you know, offensive defenseman. You're right that the Rangers need somebody like that on their blue line. But the question is, are there any other defensemen out there that are that are like that, because like I said, the only other defenseman that I can think of that are solid defensive sort of solid defensively are Justin Falk of the Carolina Hurricanes and Jacob Trouba of the Winnipeg Jets. I can't really think of any other defensemen who are also solid offensively as well. And you know that to get one of those three guys, I think it's going to be very, very costly for the Rangers. But at the same time, you know, the defense is something that the Rangers really need. They really need at least one solid defenseman on their blue line, or if not more, because you know, but just in general, look at all the other teams that have really good defense. That's how you win a cup. The defense really wins some championships. It plays a big factor in winning.
Yeah, man, I think that's a huge risk, Jordan. If the Rangers trade partners or with the Carolina Hurricanes, we're going to be giving up a lot, and we better get something real good in return. Because, like I said, if Sebastian Hull, the one of the wingers, or Jacob Slavin is not in the deal, and I'm not really interested in what the Carolina Hurricanes have got to offer. RP, anything else you'd like to add before we go back to Eddie?
I don't know why everybody is so down on Mark Stahl. He's the perfect stay-at-home defenseman. I really don't. He had a good year last year. He had an off year the year before. I don't get it. I mean, I like Dan Girardi too, and he had a great year when he went over to Tampa. But I just don't understand why everyone is so bummed on him. I just don't get it. I don't think he's playing that bad. Buying him out is an option, but let's remember, your buyout doubles your contract, so we'll be paying him money for the next 6 years should they buy him out, which is the same deal that we did with Girardi last year. So between Girardi and Stahl, you're still laying out almost $4 million a year for the next 6 years, which is more or less someone else's regular contract in a year. So sometimes the buyouts aren't as great or as valuable as we believe. You have to be careful with them. It would save the Rangers $4 or $5 million over the length of his contract compared to now, but it's still a gamble to do it. So I don't see why they're all looking at it, but you know, that's just how it's going lately.
But even if let's say you keep Stahl, right? What about we were talking about, like a Dobson? You draft him. Wouldn't that be Stahl would be a nice veteran piece to you know, follow your tutelage after?
Absolutely.
More of a stay-home defense. I mean, that's for that reason alone,
you,
I wouldn't,
you know,
do nothing
even
with Stahl.
Even if you don't get Dobson, who's going to work with Neil Pionk and John Gilmore to begin with? And, you know, a little bit Brady Shea is still a younger defenseman. And Anthony DeAngelo, if he comes up, you still have that youth, whether you get Dobson or not, or Bouchard or not. So you still need a, you know, he's a 13-year veteran. He's been to a Stanley Cup final. He's been a Ranger in his entire career. He bleeds blue more than any other player on the team, whether fans want to admit that or not. I just don't see what the knock towards Mark Stahl is. I think sometimes fans look for an excuse, and he seems to be the GOAT without justification. So, you know, you want to trade a defenseman. Well, why don't we start looking at Brendan Smith, who's having enough trouble in the minors, couldn't stay up with the Rangers, signed a pretty big deal at the beginning of last season. I'm sure all the teams are looking for a solid defenseman. Maybe that's the guy that should start moving that we can get some value out of. It, you know, You got to look at the whole overall picture. You can't just be, oh, I just don't like Mark Stahl. I thought he played well when McDonough was on the team. He played well with Girardi. Last year, he played with everybody. He started out as a defenseman that was going to be the seventh defenseman, but made it into the top six of opening day. And when the season ended, he was the top two or the top four pair of defensemen. So I don't think he could do much more. I don't think you could ask any more out of him. I just think – I agree with you, Steve. He is the epitome of what a stay-at-home defenseman is. People shouldn't be looking for offense out of him. They should be looking that he doesn't turn the puck over. He makes smart, solid plays in his own end. The man loves to take the body. He He gets into corners and battles every single time, and I think you need that on the team, especially if you're rebuilding, especially when you know there's going to be a lot of action in your own end of the ice. And that's what the Rangers are going to have this season with all the rookies that they're going to have in the lineup.
Right, right. All right, let's go back to Eddie. Eddie, is there anything – are you going to be watching the NHL draft this Friday and Saturday? Do you have any plans for watching it? Then we're going to go around for our final thoughts. Same thing from Jordan and Ranger probably. Eddie, what are your plans for the NHL draft? Are you going to be watching it? What's your plans?
Let me see. Let me see where I'm going to go. I'll be watching it. Yes, definitely.
All right, cool. Eddie, thank you very much on that. Jordan, what are your plans for the NHL draft? Is there any surprises that we may see from other teams and other picks? Are you expecting the unexpected? How are you going to enjoy watching it on Friday and Saturday, Jordan?
Well, I'm going to be watching it as well. I especially want to watch it to see what the Rangers do, Rangers can do, because I mean, seriously, you know, who they draft is going to prove to be a big factor in this rebuild. And you know something, you know, I've always said this, you know, if the Rangers don't get another offensive defenseman, I don't think it's really going to be good for the Rangers. So do you necessarily want the Rangers defense to be mediocre at best? I don't think so, because listen, they're, if you've noticed, almost every single time when I watch Rangers games, like the defense really sucks, and most of the defensemen aren't really doing their job, except for maybe Shattenkirk sometimes. But if you notice though that whenever there's one defenseman defending a player in their other zone, there's always one guy defending the other, and then the other one is always leaving the other guy wide open. And then when they leave the other person wide open, that guy goes right away and scores a goal. It happens way too much. That's what I'm saying. The Rangers that always happens with the Rangers defense just in general. That they can't let that happen. That's why I was saying, that's why they really need really good offensive defensemen who are not just good offensively but also good defensively as well, good in their own zone, and won't leave players wide open to score like that.
How many times we saw last year the opening face-off, when we seen a goal within literally 10 seconds, 15 seconds of the start of the game or start of periods. You know, just little defensive lapses, losing the face-off, and then the defenseman not on your job, like you said. The teams got really burnt. The teams burnt us just pushing the puck up the ice in, like, literally in seconds. I mean, we've seen that too many times, right? I think that happened opening night versus Colorado last year, I believe. It was definitely happened all season long, yeah. So... great points, Jordan. Thank you very much. RP, final thoughts from you as well. You know, what are you doing for the draft? Are you going out? Are you going to just stay in? What's your thoughts on the draft? Final thoughts? Any surprises we should be looking forward to? What are your predictions? Any trades, if any? Final thoughts from Ranger Proud. And tell how you could be found for your articles and your content and on social media.
Well, I was supposed to be going to the draft party at the Garden on Friday night, but it looks like because of my work, I won't be able to make it, so I'll just be following along on Twitter like everyone else. I'm not quite sure what to anticipate trade-wise. The Rangers are going to make some trades, but I don't know if it's going to be for a better pick. I don't know if they're going to be able to move up. I don't know if Arizona is where they're going to want to move up to and what they're looking for. So that's the fun of this, waiting to see if the Rangers make a move or don't make a move. And I just hope that they pick a player that has a shot to make the lineup this coming season. If you're going to bring all these kids on at one time, let's get them all their experience at one time and get the ball rolling, as you want to say. And I just hope that they don't waste the draft. You know, we've seen a lot of drafts over the past couple of years. A lot of guys that are supposed to be great that haven't been great, that are no longer playing with the team. Unfortunately, it seems to be a pattern that the Rangers have. And this draft, more than maybe any in their history, is so important. First, the team and organization admitted they're going to rebuild. And now with 10 picks, you really need that rebuild to go, not just for this year, but for the following season. So the picks need to be smart. The picks need to be dead on. There's a lot riding on it. A first-year coach coming in wants to be able to have a team that he can at least see progress. And, you know, you have the right coach for the job when it comes to that, with all the youth that's there now and will be coming on. So it's a wait and see. And I just hope that at the end of the day, the team is better off than where they are right now. You guys can follow me on Facebook, on Twitter at Ranger Proud, Instagram is Ranger.Proud. Read my articles that I post out on Elite Sports New York. The writings I do, my other team members on there with the Rangers team put a lot of good product out there, a lot of good opinions, and it's a fun thing to do, so I appreciate the support. Keep sharing it. I keep putting it on your page, Steve, whenever I can, so I appreciate that. And let's just hope we get the season rolling this week. This is time for the Rangers to get to work now. You got the draft. Following weekend, you got free agency. And then a few more months, and we're back at it at spring training. I'm sorry, at training camp.
I know what you mean.
I'm thinking spring training because my Mets are already out of it, so I'm already looking for next season.
I get it, man. Now let me ask you this. Are we going to get live reaction from your Twitter feed, a thumbs up or a thumbs down when the Rangers make their picks all weekend long? Are we going to get that kind of reaction, or are we going to have to wait to when you write your articles?
All weekend long, no. I'll do something during the first round tomorrow, trades or the three picks that they make or two picks, whoever it might be. On Saturday, I'll be working my other job, so you probably won't be hearing much from me on. The weekends are getting a little tough because I umpire baseball, so I'll be in and out on the weekends. But Friday night, I'll start posting some tweets. Yeah, I'm going to be watching it, so I might as well start tweeting about it. I'm sure myself or someone else on my team at Elite Sports will be writing up some stories as the Rangers make their picks and so forth. But, yeah, you'll see me on Twitter somewhere on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll be on Twitter, too. We're going to watch Rangers Town go ballistic, because no matter what the Rangers do, there's going to be some unhappy Rangers fans. I'm going to be watching the carnage from a distance.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
No one is going to like the pick. Let me tell you something. No one is going to like any pick they make. If they trade up, they're going to say we gave too much away. If they don't trade up, they're going to say, well, you should have tried to trade up. And then if you make a pick, they're going to say they could have taken someone else. He's going to take Bouchard,
right.
And then someone's going to say you should take Wahlstrom. He's going to take Wahlstrom, they should say you take Boquist. It's Ranger Town. No one is going to be happy until training camp starts in September and they see what it is, because people just don't know. There'll be no one happy. Trust me, everyone will be miserable about it.
On that angle, I'm looking at it. I don't think the Rangers, if they stay at their picks, they get RP. Now, if they stay at their picks, I don't think the Rangers could mess this up. I think there's a really good talent in this draft, especially if they don't have to trade up. Now, the only scenario, like I said, is somebody leapfrogs them between 4 and 8. I think the top 3, it is what it is. 4 and 8.
But you
want to
know something? If someone leapfrogged them between 4 and 8, it'd be the same scenario. So instead of Chicago picking, I think they pick 8. It'd be whoever traded up with them. I think if the Rangers have their board laid out, they have 2 or 3 guys that are probably going to be available regardless of what happens in front of them, and that's the man that they're going to grab. In the instance that it gets blown out of the water, then they're going to take the back guy that's available at that point. I mean, the Rangers, you know, that's why we said it's important that if you jump up, Steve, you got to know where you're going to jump up to and who you want. Got to be worth it.
That's the risk. That's really risky, man.
Yeah.
I think they're
right.
Fine where they're at, man.
I think so. I think if you can't jump up to 2 or 3, you're not going to jump up. Is there that big of a difference from 5 to 9 is the question you got to ask.
Totally agree. Yeah, I agree. All right, man, this is the Ring Podcast with Ranger Pro and Jordan and Eddie. 2018 NHL Draft. This episode is going to be on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher apps. Now, follow Ranger Proud on Facebook, Twitter, and Ranger.Proud on Instagram, and also Ranger Proud's tweets on Friday. That's going to be a fun time. That's going to be an event. It's not even just a spectacle. It's just going to be an extraordinary event, seeing what the Rangers fans are going to say on Twitter and get RP's reactions to that. That's going to be great. Now, you already know KGR is going to have their own draft. I guess you could say draft party, e-draft party, KGR or stuff. So we'll have fun with that, too. All right, man. Sangria, so we'll see what happens. And we're going to really discuss our picks next Tuesday. And what we like, dislike, well, we're not going to go over the edge like Rangers time, man. I know that. So we'll be fine. Nowhere. Unless the Rangers did something crazy, and I don't see that happening. Something bananas out of this world. But I think that we should be fine. So go blue shirt. See you next Tuesday with the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud and the Stakeholders. 2018 NHL Draft. Sangria, so
can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.